When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey there.
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Why, hello.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So we were talking about earrings the other day when I was out for a drink with some coworkers, just talking about their different meanings and all the different stylizations you can do these days. It's pretty crazy out there how many different earring piercings you can get. Seems pretty legit. Nothing go wrong with that.
If you like this is serious. What could go wrong? But if you have babies and you wear earrings, that's like a choking hazard that they can just like reach up and pull out and shove in their little mouths, like stick up their noses. And like if you wear a piercing for long enough, you get some good scar tissue in there and you don't necessarily feel when you're not wearing an earring anymore. Like they can just kind of fall out without you realizing it. So it's pretty easy for, you know, one of those fall out little baby to get a hold of it. And next thing you know, you're taking a trip to the emergency room because there's, you know, like a star up your baby's nose.
Wow.
And these would be unattended earrings, like in a jewelry box?
No, not necessarily. Like, these could be earrings that you're wearing on your person that just happened to fall out.
You wouldn't feel them get pulled out?
No, like
most of them have backers or stuff like that.
So I'm saying, like, some, like you don't necessarily realize. Like, I've lost several earrings that I'm just like,
right down babies' throats.
Probably. I mean, I work with kids on a regular basis, so I mean, probably.
They do love shoving everything they can fit in their hand into their mouth.
Yeah, into their mouth, how they learn. Their nose, their ears, they just, everywhere.
So I think babies, definitely we need to look after the future, make sure they're safe from this earring menace. But I want to make sure that people who wear earrings are also looking out for anyone who might be creeping up on their ears with their mouths. Because it's important that all your fun times with your ears are safe, and if you want to canoodle on somebody's ears, that you don't have a choking hazard or an ingestible poison metal sharp thing
just right there. I'm sorry, Jeremiah, can I get a canoodle definition?
No.
We need to make sure we're telling our listeners what is happening when a canoodle occurs for this choking hazard.
I think canoodling is a wonderful, beautiful event that can be different for everyone, and I wouldn't want to let my certain definition and experience of canoodling overpower anyone else's.
Yeah, I think generally, you know, like you're having a good snog, some ear action might come into play, and you're absolutely right. There's many situations where that could become very dangerous very quickly. Especially like gauges. Dude, those things can get big, and if you accidentally got one of those like down your windpipe, whew.
Game over.
Yeah. It'd be like, you could like cough and whistle.
It does have a hole in the middle of it, right? So you could still breathe. You would just have like a restricted windpipe.
Not necessarily. Some of those don't have holes in them. They're just like discs. Solid.
Nowhere before you snog is what I'm hearing. Alright, so a lot of people like to wear rings, mostly upon fingers and toes.
Mm.
Those seem like they're less likely to go flying into someone's mouth as a choking hazard. Perhaps they are better decorations.
I feel like, you know, rings, one, are on the hands, and the hands are out there in the world doing all sorts of stuff, and anything that a hand can hit up against, a ring can also hit and then possibly mar that thing, or convey, you know, blunt force trauma to the finger that is bearing that ring. For starters.
Oh, now, I just, like, degloving?
Okay, yeah, degloving. Well, let's move on. Don't Google that. Don't Google degloving. Also, if that is a ring of power or a magical cursed ring, then it doesn't matter where on your body that you put that little gigaw, then you are going to have some supernatural consequences.
Yeah, but they'd be good ones. If it's like a ring that, when put together with other rings, makes you, say, a super powerful entity for good, then, you know, you're probably going to be being stalked by evil villains, and that's still not great, so.
Or your investigation squad, right, Chrissy?
Yes. Also, rings can be really sharp, and they're very scratchy if they have gemstones on them.
Oh, yeah.
And can mar people for life.
Or a decoder scars. Ring. Just like all those letters getting letter-shaped scars. Oh, and if someone's trying to send you a message on the decoder ring and the message is super important and the ring doesn't decode it properly, then who knows what kind of horrible things can happen.
Oh, man, yeah, that could be big deal for, like, implications for, like, the whole world.
Well, you just gotta make sure big you have booms. The right decoder ring.
I guess.
Right, but, like, this is about what could go wrong, and we're trying to shoot down the idea of rings. People don't wear rings. Just, like, look into your heart, realize that if someone accidentally punched you in the heart and a ring ended up there, it'd be really bad, and then don't wear rings. You're welcome.
I feel like spatial awareness is the important message we're giving off today.
Well, I mean, it's
let's see if that continues.
It's definitely important. Speaking of spatial awareness, rings around planets are incredibly hazardous awesome. For navigation of different spacecraft. Sure, they have some resources in it, but being able to effectively harvest them or use them is very dangerous. They're pretty to look at, but contain multitudes of danger.
Speaking of multitudes of danger, fancy watches, or just watches in general.
Man, have you, like, watches can be pretty heavy, and, you know, people that gesticulate a lot have this basic, like, big heavy rock on their wrist as they're, you know, moving their hands around while they talk, and if it's not fastened on there properly and that went flying through the air, it could do some real damage.
Oh, yeah. I think, one, damage is bad. That's why they call it damage and not, like, an upgrade.
Beware of slingshot watches is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and I generally, and be on the lookout for watches, period. Nobody wears watches anymore.
I wear a watch.
Whoa. Okay.
But who watches the watchers, Jeremiah?
I don't know. You're a lizard person. You've probably got swivel eyes to take care of that. Us normal humans who are out in the world don't have watches anymore. We either have a cell phone that we check obsessively so we always know what time it is, or we have some kind of health biometric tracker thing so we know how many steps we've taken so that we can feel good about eating some ice cream.
I thought that was your social media.
When I see people wearing watches now, like real watches, I always kind of, there's a part of me that always kind of wonders if they're like a spy. And it's like the way that they're, you know, either transmitting messages or like that has some sort of like other use, because I do wonder why people would wear one, because they're not very comfortable.
Nope.
I think mine's pretty comfy. You know, it gives you that nice secure feeling of something clasped around your wrist, easy to view.
It's a time handcuff.
Yeah, when my dad had his heart attack, I wore his watch while he was in the hospital, and because they had taken it off of him, and I just kind of stuck it on my wrist, and then it was a comfort, like it was like my security blanket for my dad. But his watch is one of those, like, that when you stretch it, and it, like, my arm hairs, my little tiny arm hairs would get stuck in the band and pull. It hurt. Watches are, they're mean. That's what I'm saying.
You gotta have it, you know, it has to be fitted to your wrist. You can't just take someone else's watch.
I think that they're sinister.
Very well. Watches are out to get all your hair.
True.
Noted. Bracelets, then. What do you feel about bracelets? They're like the same thing, except they don't tell time. And they're fancier, generally.
They're great if you're in a sport. If you want to demonstrate to everyone while you're playing your sport that you have disposable income, whether it's a tennis bracelet, or a basketball bracelet, or a hockey bracelet, or a football bracelet, that's fine. You'll wear it on the field, show your team pride, all that fun stuff. But when you come home, or when you're going out to work, or around the house, or out to dinner, then bracelets are, again, they're like a wrist ring. They're a danger. Straight up danger.
And I mean, like, your hands go, you know, bracelets tend to be kind of, like, a lot of them are porous. Like, they either have, like, a carved design in them, or a lot of them are made out of, like, leather. And your hands go some pretty gross places. And if that bracelet is close, like, the germs that could be growing in there and being transferred from one thing to another, it's questionable.
So wash your jewelry is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but yes. Can you ever get anything clean enough? No, the answer is no.
You really can't.
I was going to say, with enough bleach, anything can be clean.
Nope.
Not enough bleach in this world, Jeff.
I don't... Okay, I don't know. Necklaces.
Oh, necklaces are a choking hazard, but, like, for you. If you're wearing a necklace, it's that much easier for somebody to just walk up behind you and, like, garrotch you. Like, just pull on that thing and just goner.
Yep. I think necklaces, the risk is acceptable if you're wearing a cameo of a dearly departed person that you want to remember fondly, or maybe a lock of hair or a vial of blood from your beloved, something like that. That
like
is
like a good haunting mechanism.
Yeah. To keep them close. You know, a phylactery, yes. If you're, you know, close to a lich and want to preserve their well-being. Something
horcrux, of that perhaps? Nature.
Yes, horcrux. Excellent, Chrissy. That type of thing. Keep it close. Keep it near your heart. Mind control devices. If you're, you know, want to control somebody, then clearly you would put that necklace on somebody else. But it's all the more reason to be careful about what you yourself put around your neck, because it could cause horrible consequences to you.
I agree with what Jeremiah said.
That's right. Excellent.
I'm not wearing a mind control necklace right now.
She's not wearing a mind control necklace right now.
Are you sure? I mean, that sounded a lot like she was.
We're both very sure, aren't we, Chrissy?
Extremely sure. Very sure, sir.
Well, I've been told that's all the time we have for tonight. Thank you all for listening. If you have any questions that you wish us to worry about, well, them to worry about, please remember you can submit them to whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
I defer to whatever Jeremiah says.
And good night, guys. This is definitely not Chrissy using Jeremiah's voice to sound totally legitimate and take over the world. So just remember that Chrissy probably has great ideas, and that if she asks you to visit her bunker, don't bring any weapons so that she can overpower you. Good night.
Thanks for listening.